Well, last week, after 3 years, we said goodbye to Frances Clamp and her Brentwood and Billericay Bygones feature. But as of today, we have a brand new weekly feature, Essex Tales. And to look after this, I'm delighted to welcome Wickford's very own tailspinner, Carl Merry. So good afternoon and welcome to Phoenix FM, Carl.
Good afternoon.
First off, perhaps you could tell us a little about yourself and how long you've been involved in the business of storytelling and indeed the basis of your tales.
Well, I'm an ex-teacher. I taught English literature for some 27 years in secondary schools around Essex. But I got into storytelling in about 1985 when I heard my first professional storyteller. And since the year 2000, I've been doing it myself professionally around East Anglia and the country. All my tales are traditional stories. And these Essex tales largely plucked from my friend Jan Williams's Essex Folktales book published by History Press. Others I'd learned over the years.
Because you're actually from Wales yourself, aren't
you? I am indeed from the Rhondda Valley, but I've been living in Essex since 1974. People tell me I haven't lost my accent, but as soon as I go home, I'm told I speak like an Englishman.
Well, I can catch a little bit of a Welsh accent there. Anyway, what's the subject of your first tale today?
Well, the first tale is a sad tale, a tale of love and death, and it's from Canvey Island.
Right, let's hear it.
In a lobster pot inn on Canvey Island, young Lucy, the 16-year-old daughter of the landlady, had been left in charge. She wasn't very happy. She was in a foul mood, in fact, mopping the floor, cursing to herself, and she thought she was all alone. And she began to sing a song about the faithfulness of men. Well, her singing woke Jack, a sailor, who had been carousing the night before and had fallen fast asleep on one of the settles with his head leaning on the table. And he looked up, bleary-eyed, at the beautiful Lucy, and he called to her, "Come here, me pretty maid." And before she knew it, he'd caught hold of her and had kissed her once, twice, three times, and sweet, deep kisses they were, too. Well, that was how it began, really. The other serving girls, well, they warned Lucy of the wicked ways of sailors and the fact that they had a girl in every port. But she paid them no heed, as young girls won't. And her mother pleaded with her to forsake Jack and marry a local tailor, a far safer bet, a man with a steady job, a man well respected in the area. But Lucy only had eyes for her sailor man. They met often. Then, on the eve of his sailing off once more, Jack gave Lucy a ring, which she put on a ribbon, and she wore it round her neck. Well, Jack swore that he'd return in the spring and marry her at St. Catherine's Church, Canvey Island. And although she was sad to see him go, all that winter, Lucy worked hard, sewing a beautiful wedding dress for herself. The winter was hard, but gradually it turned to spring. And as winter turned to spring, she began to smile. And she picked the violets that were beginning to flower in the hedgerows. It would not be long before her love was once more in her arms, she felt. And she went about to the lobster pot, smiling at the patrons with a lightness in her step that had not been seen for months. But one day, a customer came in and gave her a newspaper which told of a great storm off the coast of Nova Scotia. A number of ships had gone down and many men were lost. And amongst the names of the men lost was her beloved Jack. She wept and she howled all day, and for the next month went through her tasks mechanically, hardly speaking to anyone. She would not eat. She would not drink, and she grew thinner and pined away. And eventually she died. And she was buried in St. Catherine's Churchyard in her wedding dress. Every spring on Canvey, it is said, her ghost appears and walks down the bride's walk. And if you see her and watch her pass by, she passes by with a smell of violets.
That's a very, very sad tale.
It is said that that story actually inspired Dickens' Miss Havisham.
Really?
Really, because he was down this way at the time.
Yeah.
And in Great Expectations, there is a description of when Magwitch is going out to sea at the end of the boat. There is a description of that part of the Thames.
I don't know why. I always thought that Great Expectations was set on the Kent side of the river, but obviously
well,
I'm wrong.
Who knows? He was Dickens was down around Canvey.
Yeah.
May well have heard this story.
Well, thank you very much indeed for that, Carl. Could you give us a clue as to what next week's story is going to be all about? I hope it's going to be slightly brighter than that one.
I tell children that not all stories have happy endings. Next week, it's a story about a shipbuilder from Wivenhoe. Quite a colourful character, for not only did he build ships, but he was also a smuggler.
Well, we look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed, Carl.